Here is a sample graph. In this graph, sessions are depicted on the x-axis and responses per minute are shown on the y-axis. The open squares represent the token sessions and the closed circles depict the extinction sessions. For the top figure, responding was low and stable in the extinction sessions and variable but high in the token sessions. There was clear differentiation between the two data paths, without overlap between the two data paths. These data suggest that tokens were conditioned reinforcers because they maintained higher rate of responding. If the data for your client look like these, you are done with the token efficacy assessment. If appropriate behavior has decreased and/or stabilized, you should consider whether variables affecting responding, such as the value of backup reinforcers, the token exchange, and token production schedule, so forth. In this second graph, responding was higher during a couple of the token sessions, but in general, it was similar to the extinction sessions. These data suggest that tokens do not function as conditioned reinforcers, as they did not maintain responding. If the data for your client look like these, the next step should be to condition tokens as reinforcers.